About 100 years ago, a Scottish biologist discovered that proteins called lysozymes in human tears can kill bacteria. Scientists have studied the germ-fighting enzyme extensively, but molecular biologist Gregory Weiss at the University of California, Irvine, set out to learn more.
What we didn't know is that once the enzyme latches onto the side of the cell wall of the bacteria, it starts to chew and it doesn't let go. It jumps on and sits down there and eats its way all the way across the bacteria without letting go.
Rather like chewing the kernels off an ear of maize, but in this case, the tiny lysozyme is breaking down the cell wall of the much bigger bacterium. Weiss learned that by teaming with University of California Associate Physics Professor Philip Collins.
Our goal, the science, was to listen in on a molecule.
To do that, Weiss says, he and Collins assembled columns of carbon atoms called nanotubes into a tiny transistor, an electronic switch that regulates current, just like what you'd find in a computer or a smartphone. Then they attached it to a single-cell lysozyme molecule.
So electrons are going through the carbon nanotube. The carbon nanotube is conducting electricity. And as the enzyme starts going about its motion, as it starts chewing on the walls of bacteria, it changes the conductance and the flow of electrons through the carbon nanotube.
Collins says those nanotubes are the world's smallest wires.
You might think of our wiring as being a tiny microphone. It's so small we can reach in and tap into the signal from a single molecule.
Weiss and Collins recorded those signals, and they say the data confirmed what's already known about the enzyme. In addition, they observed it in different chemical environments.
Our technique allows us to see that. Previous techniques, the reporter molecules would fade and prevent you from watching it for long periods of time, whereas our technique lets us watch for a really long period of time.
Kind of expanding the envelope to where these circuits could be thought of not just as transistors or memory, but as real tools for doing new science.
Weiss adds that the research published this week in the journal Science could lead to improvements in medical diagnostics.
The system we're describing in this paper is amazingly sensitive, and so we think we can drive this to the point of being able to look for single individual molecules associated with cancer.
Weiss says that means cancer or chronic illnesses could be detected very early and treated with better outcomes. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.